Hey, this is Jules Hodgson from the Spit and Gobers.
Oh, and what are you listening to, Jules?
I've no idea. You're on the sound of my own voice.
You're listening to Radio Like You Want.
That's right. Okay. Thanks, Alex.
You're welcome.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want.
With your host, Mike Routier.
And Blag the Ripper.
Blag the Ripper rock legend, Mike Routier.
Wow, is that your metal voice right there?
I have gone metal this week, Mike.
And this
I'm
week?
Dragging you along with me. Yeah, metal.
You've been keeping that shit suppressed week after week. I think it's busting out this week, Blag. I think we're going to go metal.
With the Spittin' Cobras, Seattle's finest, via England. They came all the way from England.
It's like wait.
It's like if Spinal Tap relocated in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, don't all rock stars come from England? That's what I was taught in school.
That's a good point. All rock stars are English.
That's right.
The Spittin' Cobras have managed to do it. They pulled off that beat. We are going to be rocking, ripping, and rolling. And Mike, you've put together a set list.
Oh, let me tell you.
That is, it dabbles in the commercial. Dare I say,
it skittishes around the edges,
but only to the degree that a sick and twisted mind like yours can do.
This week, Radio Like You Want, bust out the metal like only we can. Now, Blag, you're a rock guy.
I am.
Do
a
you
rock
do the guy. Do you do the metal thing?
I don't. I always
do you get on
metal.
Stage and like I can't hear you. I can't. Who wants to get fucked in the backseat of their car? Come on.
You
who wants
what?
To go to don't... Salt Lake City tonight?
In the 80s, they got so much more pussy than the punk guys did. It wasn't even funny.
In the
80s, we grew our hair out and pretended to be metal.
We're going
to
pretend to be metal all night long here on Radio Like You Want. Of course, we got our features, Globetrotter, Estrogen OD, It Came from the Garage, and even a Guilty Pleasure. We're starting off with kind of a Guilty Pleasure. This is one of my Guilty Pleasures.
You're going deep in back to Persia this time, Mike. We are bringing you Queen on Woo! Radio
Like You Want.
Metal!
Ready.
Hey, it's Chris in L.A., and I think you should hip your classy listeners to some Zen Gorilla. They cover Iron Maiden, for Christ's sake. So play some Zen Gorilla. Thank you. Rock on.
Nothing but noise and confusion from here on out.
Oh, crusty curmudgeon would be offended if you heard that.
His
ears would be bleeding.
That fucking clown, man. If I was, if I could just be around to check him out sometime, I'd give him a piece of my mind for this younger generation.
Yeah, I'll have to introduce you guys. You always slip out when he slips around.
You know what I'm saying? I'm slipping and sliding.
It's kind of a Bruce Wayne, Batman thing going on with you guys.
Zen Gorilla.
The mighty Zen Gorilla, Black. It's important to qualify
The mighty Zen Gorilla.
There you go. The Trooper right there. Iron Maiden cover. They did that on the Trooper 7-inch. Turbo Negro before that. The Juggernaut. That is Turbo Negro. Train of Flesh from Scandinavian Leather.
Oslo's Finest, Mike. Will they ever return? Will Scientology tear asunder?
God, we can only hope, Blag. We can only join together.
I'm hoping and praying for a Turbo Negro union.
That
reunion.
Makes two of us. It's a majority.
Before that, we heard Queen. We Will Rock You. That was the fast version, Mike. Where did you ever find that? It's radically different than the classic beat. I can't say it's better. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say it's better.
No,
but
it's just
different. It reintroduced me to this track.
Yeah, no, it's a different angle. They used to open the show with that quite a bit. That was on a Montreal show they did in 81. It used to be a bootleg, but they released the officially recently. So there you go. Enjoy.
Queen bootleg. So are more and more Queen bootlegs kind of ebbing out now?
I don't know. I mean, that's official release now. It used to be a bootleg. In fact, you know, just speaking about Montreal and Canada really makes me want to just get on a plane.
It's
and
a
go
whole
somewhere.
Different world out there.
You know, it's new.
Globetrotter, spanning the 9 continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from Points Unknown, as we bring you
Globetrotter. Mike, you're taking us to the land of Maple Leafs and Mephistopheles.
That's right, the exotic land known as Canada.
The artist, Thor.
That's right, Canada's finest product. And you can't do a metal show without Thor. I mean,
no.
He is tops.
I mean, he's like Thor a zine to me.
This is an actual clip from a newscast. Let's take a listen.
He calls himself Thor, the king of muscle rock. But he's really 25-year-old Vancouverite John Mickle from Eric Hamber's secondary, who has come home with a rock and roll act he hopes will make him rich and famous. Right now, he's a curiosity piece packing them in at Fram's in the Fraser Arms Hotel. John has already won the Mr. Canada and Mr. USA bodybuilding titles. Now he's sort of a male Dolly Parton. His stage act includes several strongman feats. For starters, Thor blows up an ordinary hot water bottle until it bursts in his face. He says, "I know it's a crazy way to make a living, but I bet Donny Osmond can't do it." Thor's show is based on rock and roll fantasy. There's even a skit where a hard hat attacks Thor as the god of thunder, stacks cement blocks in his chest, then goes after him with a pneumatic drill. Thor's strength on stage is not faked. He can also bend a solid steel bar between his teeth. Thor has recorded one nearly gold album for RCA called Keep the Dogs Away. Although critics love doing numbers on him, one said his voice sounds like the grunts at the end of a workout, and his rhythm reminds one of dumbbells dropping. A Toronto critic complained that Thor's voice sounds like the Before in a muffler commercial. In person, John Mickle isn't anything like you'd expect. He's a soft-spoken, polite young man who wishes people wouldn't automatically assume he's a jerk. And he's been having fun ever since public school, when he used to come to classes as Popeye with a spinach can.
Thor was one of my favorite heroes. You know, like when I was a kid, I used to go to school dressed up as Superman one day and Flash Gordon the next, you know. And Thor was another one of my heroes, and I always wanted to be like a superhero. And you know, so I thought, well, you know, since I got in the rock and roll business and I was with a number of different groups, that Thor would be a good name. It's thunderous and it's to do with rock and roll. And you know, so I came up with Thor, and been parading around in tights and capes ever since. You know, you gotta have something to release your problems, your frustrations, rather than holding everything inside of you and then beating the shit out of somebody one day. You know?
Yeah. Already there are Thor comics and offers for Tarzan and Conan movies, talk of a TV series and Broadway play, plus a second album of his own songs and three-dimensional lasers for a new stage show. Thor expects to become rock's next sensation, maybe bigger than Kiss and Alice Cooper.
What do you think of Thor?
He's pretty good. You know, good bodybuilder. I'm not much of a singer.
From the Fraser Arms, this is George Duffy reporting.
Yeah.
rock and roll band in the world. And whenever I've got the internet up and running, I've got my coke and my whores all squared away. I like to tune in to Radio Like You Want.
Yo, Radio Like You Want. This is John Gentile from Philly, staff writer at punknews.org, and I'm back from my weekly new music fishing expedition. And this week I've reeled in a brand new track by Mikey Erg. You might know that Mikey Erg kind of got popular through his sickly sweet saccharine pop punk band, the Ergs, but he just put out a 7-inch flexi called Fusifer, which is his angriest release to date. This track is called The Art of Stupidity, and listen carefully for the Celtic Frost homage.
Metal was like that, maybe I'd listen to it.
Then it would be good. You wouldn't have a problem.
Erg, the art of stupidity.
Now, I don't know. Gentile went a little deep there. He really analyzed that fucker under the microscope with the Celtic Frost.
He always does, doesn't he? Do we just leave that?
How does that guy pull crap out of shit like that? You know, that's pretty straightforward, heavy-duty thrash.
Oh, my. Do we just leave that in to pad out the show, Mike?
I guess.
Is it just because we just want to do
Well, that's
do
why
a
we love
work
Gentile.
We
he knows how to work it. He gets it.
Well, I dug that one. Mike Erg, The Art of Stupidity. Before that, the Super Suckers, Breaking the Law, Breaking the Law.
They're homage to Judas Priest.
Homage,
I think that one, I'm not sure that's the Super Suckers or if that's just Eddie and, what's his face?
Eddie and Dan Bolton, perhaps?
No, the old Heathman.
Bolton? Ron Heath.
They used to do quite a bit of
Geniuses All Love the Super Suckers.
And we started with the king of muscle rock,
Thunder
Thor, straight out of Canada, with Thunder on the Tundra. And that crazy news clip, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
He doesn't want people to just immediately think
he's
an asshole.
Jerk. You know, we all have the same wish, though. Like, that's why we can relate to Thor, right?
I hear you. I mean, we've all got a little bit of Thor,
you know,
somewhere deep
down. The Spitting Cobras also wish the same thing. Everybody just immediately thinks they're jerks.
There's a lot of Thor with those cats, man.
Let's listen to one of their new ones and hear your interview on Radio
Like You Want. dance with the devil, the Spittin' Cobras, Seattle's finest, and you cats are in town. That was a brand new track. Now, this is not properly released, right? Was that, that's like a demo version of the track, am I right?
That's right.
Yeah, we put a whole bunch of new songs together, and that was one that we figured was going to be...
Bunch is American for a lot.
Indeed,
yes. That's, I've been learning American recently, dude.
Let's move back to the past. Let's talk about the Cobras record. Now, this one came out in 2009, Spittin' Cobras' Year of the Cobra. And was that indeed the Year of the Cobra?
No, we decided to have another one.
Yeah.
We thought we owed ourselves another fucking year, so we're going for that.
Introduce yourselves. Tell me where you're from. I know Andy Selway, of course. Where are you from, Andy? I never
figured.
Born
and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana.
All right.
Yep. Raised on a diet of shrimp. I wouldn't recommend taking the bus down there, though.
Yeah.
Don't forget Jules Hodgson.
I formerly sheep shearer from Leeds up in Yorkshire, down in England, lovely.
Little Tetley bitter for you.
Absolutely.
Alex, in the place to be.
Yes,
Persecuted.
Persecuted. And driven from Texas to Seattle.
And don't forget Jake.
Yes, I'm a Sasquatch from the forests of the Pacific Northwest.
No, wait, how about Anonymous Silent Guy? Where's Anonymous Silent Guy? Rob, wave for the people, Rob. All right, well, the Spittin' Cobras are here. They're in town.
Hello, Rob.
He's got a face for radio.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you've been out with the Super Suckers, if memory serves.
Sir Edward Noodle and Co.
Yes, right.
Edward Spagedward, a great friend of the show. But you guys are now on tour solo. You're running the show out here, huh? Tonight you're playing at the Independent, San Francisco.
That's yeah, right. We just had to do three shows to get home, basically.
Three shows to get home. Yep. That sounds like a concept album right there. Well, all right, we're going to hear something from the Year of the Cobra. It's on Radio Like You Want. Dun, dun, dun.
Who's got fire in his soul? He lives to rock his life.
Right, 10,000 broken bodies. Now, I guess we're talking about Andy's prom night. Is that right? The Spittin' Cobras, Seattle via the UK, and all points in between. You have re-released this record, Year of the Cobra. Who's putting it out?
Omega Records out of here in San Francisco.
They're Frisco-based?
Yeah, they are.
I wouldn't call you a punk band.
No.
That wouldn't be fair. You guys are really a rock and roll band.
I guess so. I mean, I call this hard rock and roll because we draw a lot of influence from kind of the new wave of British heavy metal stuff and the kind of older hard rock stuff. And just try and throw in that punk rock kind of energy to it.
And then we've got the sort of hair metal input from Jake here.
Yeah.
Right, Jake's the hair metal guy.
And then we've got the losing his hair metal. Yeah.
There's some punk in there somewhere, definitely.
Though. Yeah.
Well, the Spittin' Cobras are spitting all across the nation, all around the world. They're working on that new record, but you got to pick up this reissue. Don't forget us, dudes. When you become rich and famous, I have a feeling about you guys. You guys are going to be like Warrant was. You guys are going to be like Whitesnake.
Read my mind.
All right.
So forgotten about in about 3 years is what you're saying.
Spittin' Cobras.
I always wanted to be Warrant.
On the radio like you want. It's Radio Like You Want. That was KMFDM. I did a remix for those cats,
which you
just heard.
Yes, it did. It was very industrial. It was, yeah, very good.
This was more on the hippity-hoppity side.
Yeah, that's but right. I hear inside it's industrial. It's
they got pretty angry about the scratching, I think. That was a no-no.
The Germans are easily upset.
Right, they're German.
they thought it was piano wire.
For those of you who don't know, Jules and Andy are part of the solid foundation of the edifice that is KMFDM. They've traveled the entire world, the globe, played huge festivals, and made love to many a fat goth girl while on the road.
Gothopotamus.
A one thing. Not only KMFDM.
You guys kind of have a Leonard Skinner-y feel. I'm seeing you guys with some trucking some chubbies around the club.
It's more about availability rather than preference, you know?
No, it was a bit the good thing about it is with KMFDM, you know, you can fill a 1,000-seater room with four chicks.
A lot has been made of the Flamin' Underpants story, Jules, but I want to hear it from you directly. What went on with the Flamin' Underpants? Because people talk about this in hushed whispers on tour. Lean right up in. Let me know what's going on.
All right, picture yourself in sunny Las Vegas. We played a show at the Double Down, and afterwards, do I really have to tell this?
Yeah,
you were drunk, man.
I was pretty drunk.
We've been there, man. We've all been there.
I'll give a kind of edited version. I ended up back at this couple of gals' house with a bottle of rum, two chicks, and thought, okay, this is going to be a good night. The cut to the next thing I remember, which is waking up on their sofa with these girls nowhere to be seen, covered in a blanket. You know, I'd obviously just passed out fucking drunk, and they vanished off to bed. I also realized that in my drunken state, my bladder had managed to loosen itself into my pants that were still upon me.
You peed your pants.
I did.
Is what happened.
I peed my pants.
Now, is this something that you do often, Jules?
No, it's not anymore.
Not anymore. You're supposed to say depends.
Well, no, not anymore. I regained control some while back. So. I'm still pretty drunk at this point, and I decide to try and dry my pants off and try and get some more sleep. So I pull my trousers off and pull my underpants off, and I don't know what possessed me to think this, because I'm looking for a radiator that's on that I can hang these things over or something like that. None of that's in the house.
The thought of just abandoning the underwear never...
No, I was kind of pretty...
You're hanging on to it. You're
pretty hazy at the time.
Okay.
And for some reason, in my alcohol-riddled mind, I thought maybe if I stuck them in the microwave for a second, they'd dry out. So I popped my underpants in the microwave for like 30 seconds on high, obviously, the underpants setting.
Now, this kind of reminds me of English cuisine, but go on.
Pretty much without the piss, or piss optional. And hit go, and steam started coming off, and I'm like, this is going to fucking work. So another 30 seconds, bang, on the microwave, and they explode into a ball of fire inside this microwave oven.
Did you watch it happen?
Oh, yeah, I was watching through the glass, and they just went...
They evaporated? Exploded
into a ball of flame in this fucking microwave. It's pretty exciting. All right. So I manfully reached inside there and grabbed hold of them, and ran outside with my wiener flapping around my knees, and just threw them as far as I fucking could, and basically pulled my piss stoked trousers back on and left. And that was the last they ever saw of me.
We've brought you everything here. We've brought you hair metal, we've brought you death metal, we've brought you the Cobras, and we've even brought you KMFDM on radio like you want.
Bond, get it right.
We're getting rowdy and we're getting loud.
the Spittin' Cobras from the Year of the Cobra. That's just getting a re-release now, man.
It kind of limped in with the Yow, Black. I gotta say.
Yow.
Yow. That was the Yow.
I know. You can even tell when you look at it on the computer. You can tell it's a little anemic compared to the rest of it.
You gotta go. Should I start again? I mean, it's the Spittin' Cobras. Come on.
Wow. The motherfucking
Cobras. There you go, man.
Yeah.
What was the name of that one? Built for Speed, perhaps?
Built for Speed from the Year of the Cobra, 2009.
Now, what were you saying? Before I so rudely interrupted you, they recently re-released that, or what's the gig?
Well, yes, they've re-released the... I think we go over that in detail, in great detail.
Oh, right.
Mike, you have to do your homework. I assign you this stuff. You got to take it home. Study it.
I don't actually listen to the interviews. I mean, come on. You don't think I do that, do you?
The Cobras are moving. They're kind of like ninja. They're almost like ninja cuttlefish in their own way. And they've been making their way across the country. They've been rocking steady 3 years straight.
God love them. They got a new one coming out called Road Fever. And we heard Dance with the Devil from that. That was a world exclusive, but
world exclusive. We got to thank the Cobras for laying that one on us early. That one's going to be coming out really soon. You know, I don't know. Every once in a while, like,
Cobras always brings
the lady. I am woman, hear me roar in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back.
Oh, yeah. Time once again for the softer, caring, touching girl school side of Radio Like You Want.
Where are we going this time around? Deep in an erogenous zone of femininity, Mike.
Girl school joining us here. Come on, let's go with Hit and Run from 1981. No, it's not Motorhead, it's Girl School.
Wait. Is this radio? I don't even know who we are anymore. Can we just talk over the intro?
Start the goddamn song, ladies. Come on.
Look at you. 32 years old. And what have you done with your life? Nothing.
driver. You've been down too long in the midnight sea. Oh, what's becoming of me? Ride the tiger. You can see his stripes, but you know he's clean. Oh, don't you know what I mean? Gotta get away. Holy diver, soul survivor, you're the one who's clean. Holy diver, holy diver, yeah, the cat in the blue's coming after you. Holy diver, holy diver.
Hey, that's an uplifting, oh my God, the Wolf Baines flag, they're blooming.
It came from the garage.
Mike, this week we are going deep into the 1960s. It was a wild and wacky time. We got the Sparkles, those Hipsville 69, 89 yes. BC. This is Ain't No Friend
of Mine.
You told me if I ever got down, you'd do my friend, baby. I'm down so groovy.
Here's the deal. This is Dutch Ovens, stroke Andy, from the Spitting Cobras. Guilty pleasure being a song by the Carpenters called Calling Occupants of Something Planetary Craft.
Calling
Interplanetary.
Calling occupants
of Interplanetary
Craft. And
this is
by craft. The Carpenters?
Yep.
Okay.
It's got the best spaceman voice in it ever.
We're getting out there in some weird terrain here. You're getting into deep cuts from the Carpenters on radio.
I'm gonna delve with these things.
Baby.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to say. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft.
Psychedelic.
Wow. Tell you what, I gotta say, he really busted out probably the most obscure guilty pleasure of all time.
At the request of Andy Selway, Spittin' Cobras, we gotta thank the Spittin' Cobras, the Swingin' Cobras, if you will, for gracing
us. I will not. But yeah, big thanks to them. Great band.
I'll tell you what.
Live, they're untouchable.
They are gonna be coming to your town soon. I want you to go check them out. Meanwhile, don't ever forget, Radio Like You Want is produced by Mike Routier.
That's
and
right.
Blag the Ripper for Who? Greedy Worldwide.
Download a show every Friday, folks. All you got to do is go to radiolikeyouwant.com. We also got iTunes and a feed and the whole thing, so check out the website for that.
Call us up, request a track, 415-315-9662. We will play you on our silly-ass motherfucking show. You got to call us, 415-315-9662, the city of San Francisco. That's where we live. Knock this out, Mike.
Interviews at RadioLikeYouWant.com is how you get in touch with us. We appear weekly on PunkRadioCast.com, Louvre.com, via satellite across the greedy media empire.
I'll tell you what, our upcoming guests, they include Hunks and His Punks, X-Scene, Electric Frankenstein. We're going all the way with this shit, Mike.
The list goes on and on
Spittin'
and on.
Cobras.
And on. Big thanks to them. Stay tuned. More to come.
Representing London, Seattle, and all points in between. Oh. Eat it up, Karen.
Greedy Worldwide.